The next concept I want to talk about is this idea of hypnotic words. Now, hypnotic words are a specific kind of hot word which are designed to cause trance or begin the process of trance in someone else. So if you go back to the very first CD and think about the four-stage protocol that we talked about, there are four stages that people go through in a hypnotic experience. We start off with the absorption or fixation of attention. Then we move on to bypassing the critical factor, getting an unconscious response, and finally using that unconscious response. Now, hypnotic words can work at any one of those four stages to recreate that experience. Here's what I mean by that. Take words like fascination, focus, even hypnosis, mesmerized. What all these things have in common? In order to understand how that word works, inside someone must actually activate experience to a certain extent. If I say to you the word relax, the only way you can understand it, to take it outside of the meaningless jumble of sounds, is for you to go inside and access all the memories you have, all the associations to the word relax, which means to have feelings of relaxation. You have memories of being at a party where you maybe were relaxed. You have maybe memories of lying at a beach, the sound of the surf. All these different memories come together in a big memory cluster, which is focused on that single word, relax. In the same way, hypnotic words revolve around hypnotic ideas. The first stage of the hypnotic protocol is to fixate or absorb someone's attention. So any word that implies the fixation of that intention will already begin to activate inside someone's neurology the very trance responses you want for the first stage of the protocol. So write down as many different words you can which imply the word fascination, focus, curiosity, riveted, mesmerized, hypnotized. You see how all these words have the same kind of connotations and taken the same directions. Now, by themselves, they may begin the process of trance, but when you begin to put them into things like inductions, direct or indirect, or begin to loop around these themes over and over again, you begin to create something very, very powerful, because the more you layer hypnotic suggestions in different formats, the more someone will access that particular experience. Now, in a moment, we'll come on to hypnotic themes as their own category. But before that, just think of as many different words that imply trance just by its nature, and not just in the first stage category, in other words, fixation of attention. How about bypassing the critical factor, activating an unconscious response, and utilizing those? So words like spontaneous implies a bypass of normal conscious processes and an unconscious response, which is basically stages 2 and 3 built into one simple word. Begin to make a list of all those different words, because you'll be using them extensively in your conversational hypnosis career.